This week's Torah reading is called Shoftim, which means judges. The Torah is talking about putting judges and policemen in each one of the cities to actually impart justice. Now, we know that in history, the elderly of the people, the wise people, etc., the judges, used to sit in the gates of each city, and anybody that had a problem and needed justice, basically, they used to go to the gate of the city, talk to these people, and solve the problems, basically. But today, justice doesn't work like that. You know, each country has a justice system, etc., etc. So even though the physical, so to speak, commandment does not apply anymore, because we don't have to put in the gate of each city, whatever that is, and most of the cities don't even have gates, so we don't have to put people over there with a chair and sitting over there waiting for somebody to come and solve their justice problems. So even though the commandment itself does not apply in a physical way, to go put a chair, etc., but still applies in a spiritual way. And the idea is like this. Each one of us, our body has many gates, quote unquote. What does it mean, a gate of the body? Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, and so on, where information actually comes into your system and goes out of your system. And the Torah is teaching us something very interesting. The Torah says in the Hebrew part, "Shoftim v'shoytrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha." You should put judges and policemen for you in each one of your gates, quote unquote. The Torah is talking about cities, because again, the judges used to sit in the gates of the city. But however, it could have used another language, irecho, like your cities. Why does it say she'arecha, your portals, your gates? Because it's actually talking about your own gates. In a spiritual way, you should put judges in your eyes, you should put judges in your ears, you should put judges in your mouth, in your head, basically, to control what comes into your system and what goes out of your system. In a very simple way, there are certain things you should actually not see. There are certain things you should actually not hear, like Lashon Hara, bad tongue. There are certain things you should not say. And also in a positive way, you should look at each person in a positive sense. You should judge each person in a positive way, in a merit way. You should actually not hear Lashon Hara, bad tongue, but you should actually hear words of Torah. And you should actually talk words of prayer, tefillah, words of Torah, learning, etc. And you should not talk bad things about other people or things that have nothing to do with the service of God, and so on. And the way to accomplish this is, again, through judges. You have to learn and know what's the correct behavior that God is expecting of each one of us, independently of what kind of person you are, independently of where you live, what time you live, etc. The Torah is eternal, and the teachings of the Torah are also eternal. So that means you have to put, again, judges to be aware. What do you hear? What do you actually talk? And so on. You should hear words of Torah, etc., etc. Now, one more step. The Torah continues saying that through these judges, you will eradicate, actually, the bad within yourself. And when you actually see the continuation of the verses in this particular Torah reading, it says this will actually eradicate the bad within the Jewish people. And if you take it one step further, it will actually eradicate the bad in the whole world. So what am I saying? That through you putting judges in your system, in your gates, quote unquote, eyes, ears, tongue, etc., etc., you actually eradicate the bad part within yourself. And this has an effect in the whole Jewish people. Each single person eradicates the bad within himself and therefore within the whole Jewish people. And this actually has an effect in the whole world. And going a step beyond, not only the Jewish people should be careful what they hear, what they look, what they say. This is actually something that applies to every single human being. Because there are certain ideas that, even though the commandment itself applies only to Jews, that the Jews have to put judges and policemen in the cities, etc., etc., but the teaching of it applies to every single human being. In other words, what are you going to say? That God doesn't like when a Jew talks bad about somebody else, but when a non-Jew talks, I don't care. No. there's a specific behavior that relates to serving God. In this particular case, what's the behavior? Don't talk bad tongue. Don't say bad things about somebody else. Don't hear bad things about somebody else, and so on. This behavior, besides the fact of being a mitzvah, commandment or not, this behavior applies to every single human being. So what's the Torah telling us? Again, go put judges, etc., etc., as it used to be before. We're going to go back to it quickly, speedily, with Mashiach. However, in the meantime, you should actually do something to bring Mashiach. Don't just sit and wait for God to bring Mashiach. You have to do something about it. In this particular case, what do you have to do? Put judges in all your quote-unquote gates.